New year, new kitchen. Kitchen Tune-Up has 5 ways to help you love your kitchen again. Call 810-488-9778 to schedule a safe, free consultation or visit kitchentuneup.com.
You know, the regular season for college basketball is beginning to wind down. Just 5 more games on the schedule. The next one for Michigan State is tomorrow against Indiana. And we're joined right now by the voice of Michigan State basketball, Will Thiemann. Will, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. I got to tell you where I'm sitting. This is really unique. To be able to do the games that we do, we test daily, just like coaches and players. In this COVID world, because we're only one of 2 broadcast crews in the Big Ten that actually travel. Mm-hmm. And so I'm in the middle of my testing this morning. So to be able to talk to you, I'm sitting in the Breslin Center all by myself, surrounded by cardboard cutouts.
You know, if you want to look back and remember what this period was like, you're going to remember a day like this, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm just sitting there going, how bizarre is this? But it is.
It's pretty bizarre. And really kind of a disappointing season on a lot of levels. This has been a tough one for the Spartans, hasn't it?
Yeah, Paul. And what makes it kind of disappointing is a word, and frustrating. There's all those kinds of words. But there's another word, and that is it's kind of sad in a way, because watching what, you know, not only our guys, but people in the Big Ten trying to stay healthy and have something to do that they love, is they put so much into it. And it's been sad a little bit to watch all the effort our guys have put in. I mean, we have guys this morning working out, trying to make free throws and working on cuts and plays. And we've just, for whatever reason, not been able to kind of come together coming down the stretch. I mean, our last game at Purdue, we're right there, and all of a sudden, after playing a really nice little basketball game, we don't shoot so well, but we're playing a tight game, and silly turnovers and goofy mistakes, and the game got away from us. And so there's been a lot of that, and when you know how hard all these people are working, the game plans are good,
yeah,
but the execution sometimes a little lacking, but the effort's there, and for Spartan fans listening, it's important to know, I think, it makes me feel good anyway, that the players, not the coaches, but the players, they've not given up on the season. You mentioned there's a few games to go. Where they're looking at this thing as winning out. They're looking going into the Big Ten tournament with momentum. So the attitude and the desire to do well by the team has not been diminished at all by the fact that we have just had no luck at all.
Yeah, you're right, because luck is a factor, regardless of the talent level of a team. It's not the only factor, but you got to have a lot of skill, but you got to be able to make the right shots. You got to be able to block the right shots, and it just anything bad that can happen to this team, it seems to have happened in a lot of these games.
Paul, we're sitting here when we played Iowa. They've got a couple guys. I think I can make more shots than they can.
Yeah,
I mean. And all of a sudden, they're firing threes like they're all Americans, and they're all going in. And you go, where did this come from? It's been just one of those kind of years. But, you know, I really I like our shot at Indiana. I know they're playing pretty well. They won again the other night, but I like the matchups. And I just, there's something, I do believe law of averages eventually catch up with you. And so I'm just keep waiting for this day that we shoot 52% from the field, and we only have 7 turnovers and a whole bunch of rebounds. Because as you look at some of the games, we out-rebounded Purdue by, I think, almost 10. We shot well enough to win. But then all of a sudden, this really nice free throw shooting team can't make a free throw.
Yeah.
And then the silly turnovers at the end. And so you just go, one of these moments, that's going to go away. And we're going to play just a 40-minute game with minimal, you know, lapses. And when that, and so if we do that, I think we can beat Indiana.
It'll be an exciting game tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Noon tip-off, and we'll be on at 11 o'clock with the pregame coverage of that. You got Indiana, Illinois, Ohio State, Maryland, and finish up the season, against the Michigan Wolverines, who have really had an impressive season, even with COVID layoff. They've really been impressive, haven't they?
Oh, yeah, Paul. And I was really surprised. I know how rusty we were after our layoff. So when they went up to Madison, that was pretty impressive the way they played. Not only they were a little sluggish at the beginning, but they came away with a win in that game, and I thought that was impressive. I mean, they are rolling. They're clearly the best team in the Big Ten right now. And the schedule you've gone through, they're going to add two more games to that because we've got two to make up. Indiana's got to come here. And then we have one postponed game against Michigan. And I can all – so we have slots on the very last week of the regular season to make those two games up. So I wouldn't be surprised if we play Michigan on back-to-back days, you know, one here, one there. But so it's going to get a little crazy, but I'm sitting here going, okay, we play Saturday, we play Tuesday, we play Thursday. It's like, you know, we just keep playing.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's done, which is always a weird phenomenon.
It really is. Of course, then you've got the Big Ten tournament, which remember what happened last year, how it came to a screeching halt. Hopefully that doesn't happen this year. I don't think it will. I think they'll figure out how to get the Big Ten and the NCAA, which is going to be very different too, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's really clever what they're doing by having everybody in one area, which is Indianapolis, all 68 teams. You just stay there basically in your kind of bubble, and they're playing in arenas around the area. The furthest being they're going to play some games up at Mackey at Purdue and some games at the Assembly Hall and down in Indiana, but basically they're playing all the games in the Indianapolis area. And so you just stay in your bubble, and they have strict protocols until you either win it all or you lose and you go home. And so, you know, and of course we look like beyond the long shot to make the tournament the way we've just struggled. And it's just, and that's another sad part of this. You know, for 22 straight years, we've been in that tournament. And we would have been in the tournament last year, and we were playing great.
Boy, for sure.
There's no doubt we could have made a run at that thing. And then look at all the misfortune that's happened to this ball club this year. It's like, it just seems sad to see that streak come to an end, most likely, with everything that's gone on. But it's been that kind of year, and what do I always say? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So there you go.
Well, it certainly is a testament to the desire of the players and the coaches and the announcers to want to do this, to go through everything that you've had to go through just to be able to get these games, you know, played.
Yeah, and so, like, you know, a buddy of mine said, oh, man, you got to test, like, every day? Well, that's a small price to pay to get to do what you love.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of people thought we weren't going to play any basketball at all at one point. And so I think it's been phenomenal that we've been able to do what we do. And I just marvel at how well this thing has gone with the Big Ten. Because I know that there's no guarantee that you can escape this virus. But it's been pretty impressive as I watch all 14 institutions, how they approach this thing. And having traveled to just a little bit to ACC land, I guarantee you the Big Ten has taken this a lot more serious than some other places. I mean, we went down to Virginia and had to fly back home because we demanded that they test more before we took the court, which they didn't want to do, and they finally did it and found they had two positives.
Wow.
Now think about that.
Yeah.
We could have gone out there and played those guys and all of a sudden shut down. We had to shut down anyway for a little bit, but at the end of it all, you can't be too careful. But I just think everybody's really trying. But the other thing is the league, even though we're struggling, the league is so good this year, and there's some really exciting players. And it's just sad when I sit here in the Breslin Center. This is what I see on game day. Nobody here.
Yeah.
down at Mackey when we played her in Iowa City. Those places hop in nothing. And it's too bad people can't enjoy what we get to enjoy, and you just miss it. It's not quite the same. And when you said, hey, season's coming to an end, in some ways we're doing games, but it doesn't really feel like a season because we're missing pieces of it. I mean, 15,000 people at the Breslin Center. How can you not miss that?
Yeah.
It's all part of it. And but we get to do what we love, and I think we're winning this war. I think that's the hope of everybody, whether you like college basketball or not.
Absolutely, and you know, hopefully next season is a real regular season with fans, and get those cardboard cutouts out and make things feel a little bit normal again. We'll always appreciate your time. Be safe, be well, and we'll be listening tomorrow afternoon as Michigan State gets ready to defeat the Indiana Hoosiers. How about that?
I'm on board, Paul. Let's do it.
All right. Take care, Will. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.